Hello, Vince. How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Vince.
How'd you spend your couple of days off?
Resting, trying to get over this dang on cold I have, so I might sound a little crappy, but I'll be all right.
So give me the breakdown of this game, of the Jets game. You know, you win it in dramatic fashion, but leading up to that point, there are a lot of hearts racing in New England because the Jets were able to run the ball much better than a lot of us expected. What's your take on that in the game in general?
Well, that was easy, you know, not being able to get off the field on third down. Even if it was completions or, you know, penalties keeping us on the field. And when you stay on the field, that's what happens. I mean, they ran 87 plays, and a lot of that had to do with us. We couldn't get off the field. So even if we would have got off the field half of the time, it wouldn't have looked like that. But we didn't, and it was a long night for us. So we won the ball game, but at the same time, I mean, we just didn't do anything we wanted to do defensively. We never could get them off rhythm. We never, you know, forced them in, you know, we never forced them the way we wanted them to play. And when we did, it seems like, you know, the completing 3rd and 19, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, not being able to get off the field on third downs. And I think at the end of the day, you could look at the rush defense and you could say we gave up over 20 yards rushing, but a lot had to do with we couldn't get off the field. Third down, like I say, if it was penalty or not penalty, we just couldn't get off the ball, off the field. So if you can't get off the field, that's what's going to happen. But I think one thing that saved us was the red area defense. I mean, that saved us where we made them kick field goals instead of, you know, having them score touchdowns. And I think at the end of the day, that's what really saved us.
Vince, I saw some statistics today, and they may be off a little bit here or there, but they're probably pretty close, that said basically you've played 80% of the defensive snaps for the Patriots so far this season. Now, I know football players want to play and you want to play, but is that almost too many defensive snaps, too big a percentage of the defensive snaps for you, do you think?
I want to play every chance I can get. When I need a blow, I'll tell them I need a blow. I've been like that my whole career. You know, it's nothing different now. I don't sub differently now, whatever it may be. You know, I want to be on the field. So I don't care how many snaps it is. You know, at the end of the day, I want to play. I think I give the team the best. Me being on the field is a good situation for the defense, and that's just how I think. Maybe some people may think it's differently, but that's how I feel.
What did you think of the Chris Jones play? I mean, did you have any predictions that, you know, Jones or somebody else was going to come up with a block, or did you just feel in your heart, hey, this guy's not going to make a 58-yarder tonight to win this game?
Well, we practice a situation like that all, you know, every week. And I know a lot of people was talking about, did the ref help us with moving Hightower out the way? There's a lot of idiots out there. We actually, we had a front where we stemmed the front and then he dropped out. And it was all designed for us to do what we wanted to do, to stem the front and see if we can get him to jump off sides, which they did a really good job of staying on sides and everything. And Hightower got out of there like he's supposed to have. So a lot of people, you know, I heard a lot of people saying, did the ref help us or whatever? No, he didn't help us because we was going to get out of there anyways. It was just all part of our defense. But having Chris Jones go block that play, especially after last year going to New York and him getting called for that penalty, I think it was well-deserved. We go over that every day. Every week we go over that play. It might not be that exact one, but field goal blocks, we work on it just like we work on offense and defense, and we take it seriously. So now hopefully people can understand why we do it, and it's not – we don't do it for a joke. It actually won us a ball game, and, you know, we executed that to the T. I think that was a big heads-up play for Chris.
Vince, with a guy like Jerod Mayo out of the lineup, do you miss Jerod more physically, the plays he makes on the field, or mentally and leadership-wise? What's the bigger factor?
I think both. I mean, it's hard to replace a guy like that, and we won't replace a guy like that just because of, you know, so much he's done. He's our quarterback of our defense. He's the Tom Brady of our defense. So when you lose somebody at that quality, it's going to be tough to try to get someone to replace that person and have their level of play match his. So But we got to do it with whatever we have. And I think last year showed a lot of people that we have guys that can step up, no matter who it may be. We have guys that can step up and play the role that they need to play. And I think it's, you know, right now with Hightower and Jalen stepping up, they had a lot of playing time last year. They learned a lot last year. So I just think, you know, going forward, I mean, we'll get a lot of stuff fixed, from communication to the way we fit things, the way we call defense. You name it, we're going to get a bunch of things fixed up. But everything's got to start with getting off the field on third down. And if we can do that as a defense, our defense is a lot better than it has. And that's what it's going to come down to, us making the play to get off the field.
That part of the game with Hightower and Collins and the communication from Matt Patricia through the green dot, did you think that part of the operation went well?
I think it was okay. Trust me, we have our problems with or without Gerard when you're talking about certain things, certain looks we get. But for the most part, I think it went pretty well. I think it's definitely areas to grow on, and we will. And, you know, being on a short week last week really didn't help us also. So now that we got a full week ahead of us and basically getting back to, you know, regular week of football, I think a lot of things will be a lot smoother, a lot crisp when it comes down to Sunday playing football. So that's what we're looking forward to. We got to put out our best, and we have to play our best coming, you know, having Chicago coming in here. We're going to have to play our best.
You know, Vince, the next time you guys play the Jets, they'll have a new member of the team. What did you think of the Percy Harvin trade, Harvin going from Seattle to the Jets?
I didn't think much of it. I mean, I really didn't pay no attention. I mean, I heard about it, but, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't too much think one way or another about it.
Final question for me before we let you go. We asked Teddy Bruschi about this earlier, and given what he accomplished last night, what's it been like for you playing against Peyton Manning, and what's it like? Is it a mental game the whole time out there? What's it like?
I'll tell you what, you playing against one of the best to ever do it, and you got to beat him on the field. You can't beat him. You can't try to trick him. You can't do that because I've been in games where we played 59 minutes of good football and that last minute cost us against him. And he's one of the greatest. I mean, it's congratulations to him for what he's accomplished. And he just – the one thing about him is and Tom is the same way. When you have quarterbacks like that, they want the perfect play every play. And you would see him at the line of scrimmage – making the audibles and going through whatever he got, talking to the offensive line, talking to the receivers, to the back. He wants the perfect play call every single play. And I think that's the one thing that makes Tom and Peyton the best they ever played the game, because of being able to get in a situation like that and basically say, okay, you do this, you do that, you do that, you do that, you do that. And, oh, yeah, O-line, you got to do this. It's a coach on the field. And you know what? He's done it for a long time. So congratulations to him. And I tell you what, he's going to be throwing more touchdowns. So we haven't heard the last of it. So, but that's what happened when you have one of the best to ever do it.
And you'll get to see him in a couple of weeks, too.
Absolutely.
Vince, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Monday.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Feel better.
All right,
Vince.